As you read through the Gospel of John, you find that this talk about the hour is recurring. John chapter 2 and verse 4, when Jesus is at the wedding, he says, "My hour has not come." In John chapter 7, verse 30, it says this, "They were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come." Consider John chapter 8, verse 20, "I am the light of the world. You don't know me or my Father." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. And so repeatedly throughout John, you have this sense of buildup about this climactic hour. And there are events that do not advance because his hour had not come. And there are events that are prevented because his hour had not come. And now in John chapter 12, Jesus declares, "The hour has come. I will let this thing play out now because now is the time. I am in control." Who determines when the hour comes? The crowds? Well, no, they've tried, but they've been unsuccessful. What about the Pharisees? Well, no, they've tried, but they've been unsuccessful. And what we learn is that God determines the hour. My friends, we are confronted here with the sovereign rule of God. It's time for the Lamb of God to be sacrificed, and no one can make it happen a moment too soon or delay it from taking place. And you are confronted with that reality today. Jesus has provoked your being on this social media platform today. I'm not real sure what reason you gave yourself for landing here, but what I do know is that it's no accident or coincidence that you are here. And this is what I love, that God has providentially arranged for you to be here today. Why? Because he's in control. He's arranged for us to be speaking today. What is he wanting you to hear and absorb? Why has Jesus confronted you today with his sovereignty? Why has he provoked and arranged for you to be here today to hear about this passage of Scripture? It's to bear on your soul the reality that Jesus is the King. He's making known to you today that truth, and he is pressing you to respond. What will you do with him? If you're a believer, today when you pray, please pray for Jamshed Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Burmese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Myanmar and Burma.